Devils Productions presents The Great Deep.
Hello and welcome to episode number 22 of The Great Deep. My name is Ryan Calder, your host for the show, and this podcast runs parallel to the music of The Great Deep album. Well, if you don't know, this Great Deep podcast series is essentially an extension and a diving deeper into what the songs and some of the themes of the songs are about. It's an important time in our world, not only in terms of history and this pandemic of COVID-19, but also in terms of you and me, our world, our lives, and the truths that are underlying them. I've discovered that when you are at home for 8 weeks and you don't get out at all, certain things start to surface. And you get a glimpse of what things matter and what things don't. Things that don't matter are car insurance and the myriad of clothes and shoes in our wardrobe and school uniforms and lunchboxes. But on that note, the good news is that none of those items have been lost in 8 weeks straight, which is a new record. I've discovered how important it is to maintain daily disciplines like sweeping the house, exercise, cleaning up after yourself if you make something to eat, and reading positive things separate to social media. Besides all this, it's an important time to evaluate who we really are as human beings. Now, I hear so many things being bandied around at the moment. Many people saying things like, we're not meant to exist in isolation. Some people have said that lockdown really isn't good for them. People are evaluating their jobs, they're evaluating long-term relationships and their life choices with regard to where they live and how they live, and they're on the cusp of making really bad decisions based on what they think are revealed hidden truths. But I like how one person put it, hidden possibly truths. You see, the reality is that everyone is facing various degrees of stress right now, and our brains are simply not firing properly. Our judgment is impaired, and our vision is blurry, and because we are carrying all these burdens, psychological, emotional, physical, financial, we are just short-circuiting on a synaptic level, and we are fairly ill-equipped to make these decisions right now. Over the last few weeks, I've become acutely aware of how much more people are venting on social media, in text messages and voice notes to me. It's like all the pent-up frustration is coming out. We're all frustrated. We all want some relief from the current situation we find ourselves in during this COVID-19 pandemic. The whole thing has got me thinking about how we should vent. And so here's the question of this week's episode. Have you vented to God? Now, all my atheist friends dial out at this point in the conversation. But let me ask believers and non-believers this. How do you lament other than to your family and friends? I remember distinctly sitting with my dad in his lounge a few years ago. It was a sunny Cape Town afternoon, and we were enjoying a slow day as a family and solving the world's problems. And somehow, the conversation led us to the topic of the Psalms. Now, most people know the Psalms as the place you open your Bible to somewhere in the middle. But on this day, we were digging deeper, as we do, and my old man's words were, "Much of modern Christianity today demonstrates that we have lost the ability to lament." Now, I got so excited by this statement, because for me, the thought was, what safer place is there to lament for Christians other than with their Creator? The question about lamenting, or if I can say, honest agonizing, and God don't often end up in the same sentence. It's not often that you hear people in casual conversation say that they lamented to God. Well, I've referenced this podcast with a blog post, and it's in the show notes. And in there is a goldmine conversation between U2 singer Bono and The Message author Eugene Peterson. And all my main points are in that blog post, but for me, it's a wonderful conversation to think about, because being honest and open about what's truly going on inside of us is often the hardest part to verbalize, for various reasons. And it's this idea that leads me to talk one last time about the remaining song on the project, that is The Great Deep.
Dear God, I am undone by the way. Your justice is like the great deep. As I look at the state of the world,
it's a song called Dear God, and it's a bit of a lament on the album. So here it is, broken down.
The music.
Some of the influence on the music of this song are bands and artists I used to listen to as a teenager. Bands and groups like Newsboys and For Him. One particular reference comes from one of the iconic songs of the 90s era, a song called Iris, written by Goo Goo Dolls, and it surged into popularity with the movie City of Angels with Nicolas Cage and Meg Ryan. There's an obvious musical reference there, but I just like it because it's a 6/8.
The lyrics.
The idea for the Great Deep project comes from a lyric in this song, which says, "Dear God, I am undone by the way your justice is like the great deep as I look at the state of the world." It's a passage out of Psalm 36, and there's a whole video I've made on this line, which I'll put in the show notes as well. But essentially, it's a song of lament. And when life and situations are just not going my way, this is the kind of song I sing.
Nugget of wisdom.
Mark Vrogrop is a pastor in Indianapolis who has authored a lot of work on the subject of lament. This is an extract from a blog post which deals with some key points. He writes, "We step into this world with a cry. Although none of us remembers the moment, the first sound we uttered after leaving the warm and protected confines of our mother's womb was a loud protest. We enter wailing. To cry is human. However, we aren't the only part of the created order expressing sorrow. The Apostle Paul says that the entire creation groans in Romans 8 verse 22. Along with the fall of Adam, the created world was infected with the broken effects of sin. Death is the ultimate reminder that something is not right with the world. But there are other examples. Cancer, addictions, failed marriages, relational conflict, loneliness, and abuse. We don't stop crying after birth. It continues because the world is broken. While tears and sorrow are part of our humanity, there is an often neglected prayer language in the Bible for our travels through a broken world. Lament. Lament is not the same as crying, however. It's different, and it's uniquely Christian. He continues to write how there are four elements of lament, as Psalm 13 illustrates. Number one, turn to God. Often a lament begins by an address to God. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? The point is that the person in pain chooses to talk to God about what is happening. Number two, bring your complaint. More than a sinful rehearsing of our anger, biblical lament humbly and honestly identifies the pain, questions, and frustrations raging in our souls. Number three, ask boldly for help. Seeking God's help while in pain is an act of faith. Unremitting sorrow can create a deadly silence as we give in to despair, like saying there's no hope, or denial, like saying everything's fine. But lament invites us to dare to hope in God's promises as we ask for His help. Number four, choose to trust. This is the destination for our laments. All roads lead here. Psalm 13 verse 5 to 6 says, "But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me." More than the stages of grief, this prayer language moves us to renew our commitment to trust in God as we navigate the brokenness of life. Lament is the prayer language for God's people as they live in a world marred by sin. It is how we talk to God about our sorrows as we renew our hope in his sovereign care. To cry is human, but to lament is Christian. Well, I was thinking about the issue of human suffering and pain, and how seemingly incongruent it is with our idea of justice. And I was reminded of this particular story, which is included in this episode's movie quote.
This episode's movie quote.
This episode's movie quotes.
Quote.
Quote.
Say quote.
Quote.
Okay, try it again.
This episode movie's quote.
Stephen King's book, The Green Mile, was made into a film with Tom Hanks and the late Michael Clarke Duncan. The film tells the story about a death row supervisor who encounters John Coffey, a massive black man convicted of brutally killing a pair of young white sisters. Coffey had the size and strength to kill anyone, but not the demeanor. Beyond his simple, naive nature and a deathly fear of the dark, Coffey seemed to possess a prodigious supernatural gift. This leads the supervisor to question whether Coffey was truly guilty of murdering the two girls. And this is a conversation between the two of them ahead of Coffey's time to walk the Green Mile.
tired, boss. Tired of being on the road, lonely as a sparrow in the rain. I'm tired of never having me a buddy to be with, to tell me where we's going to, coming from, or why. Mostly I'm tired of people being ugly to each other. I'm tired of all the pain I feel and hear in the world every day. There's too much of it. It's like pieces of glass in my head all the time. Can you understand?
Yes, John, I think I can.
Well, that's it for this edition of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in. And don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'd really love to hear from you. And for more insights on the band and this project, we recommend you go straight to the source, ryancalder.co.za, where you can find all the details. Until next time, let's stay safe, let's learn to lament, and let's keep pondering the great deep.